Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Testing, 1, 2. Well, hello and welcome to The Diary. The Diary of a Cartoonist. That was the original long-form name for this weird little thing I do. But, you know, I quit using that a while ago and... Well, now it's just The Diary, and it's Scott Johnson. Did I already say that? Well, if I didn't, I'll say it again. Well, that's the last time I'll say it. You know who it is. You know why you're here. If you listen to this show, you're among a rarefied group who give a shit. Anyway, hope you're all well. I thought I'd take a few minutes here. It's in the morning. It's going to be TMS time soon, and thought I'd bang one of these out because it's been a little bit. And we've been real busy around here, and I thought, you know, maybe time, a good time for a little vent, you know, just let it loose a little bit. I got in this argument this morning with somebody who was just incensed about the price of the new iPad Pro, which I think starts at 13 for the high-end stuff. And it's interesting because they introduced enough, it's basically $200 more than it used to start at, and... you could argue an M4 chip and the double OLED thing is enough to make that price difference. But anyway, whatever. People are complaining about it. It's a barrier to entry, man. And I'm like, well, not really, because you got access to now basically the entire iPad line uses the Pencil 2.0 and will let you do all sorts of cool stuff if you're looking to get into it for art reasons. So essentially the iPad, I guess the iPad Air is already more powerful than the previous Pro I have. So, you know, there are reasons to get excited about the fact that the line is now broader and you don't have to go top end to get into the art side of it. However, for people like me that are, you know, we're steeped in digital art constantly every day, these devices have become a no-brainer because you invest every couple of years or a few years in the big update or whatever, it's exponentially cheaper than the alternatives out there. And the alternatives being things like, you know, big Wacom tablets that plug into your computer and that, you know, that whole traditional thing. You pay way more for those, like a lot more for those. And ever since this thing came out, I'm what, 2017, 2018, I have yet to go back. My Wacom gathers dust. I guess it's older now because I haven't followed any upgrade path on that. But the Pro at 1300, even on the high end, is, you may say, well, just get a notebook. Well, yeah, I get it. If you're somebody in the market for using a traditional computing device, and you don't have the digital art angle like I do, well then, yeah, don't get this. It's not for you. If you just want to browse the web on your couch with a tablet, there are a lot of options. There are way cheaper iPads. There are way, way, way cheaper, like Samsung tablets and freaking Fire tablets from Amazon. There's ways to, you know, if you're just going to browse the web or look at IMDb while you watch a movie, I promise you it is overkill to get a $1,300 tablet. But if you're in the digital art world, this is cheap. This is actually a bargain for what we're used to. And if you're serious about it, you know, meaning you're using it all the time and doing commissions and everything, it'll pay for itself very quickly compared to, you know, buying a brand new Wacom as an example. Those things are very expensive. Last I checked, for the one that I would need, I'd be putting out $3,000 for that thing, more than that. And that used to be acceptable because it's all we had. So literally Apple here with a very high-end alternative that everybody has embraced over the years and now is the standard. People use it constantly. And they're saying, here it is for a third the price of what you're used to paying for professional solutions. Like, why would you even hesitate? So anyway, I don't know why I'm telling you guys this. I just got in this argument with this dude and he just could not glom onto what I was saying. And I ended up deleting the conversation because it was just sort of stupid. You know, as much as I say, hey, Scott, you know, this is the year you're going to be less incitable on YouTube or on Twitter or something. You're going to be nothing but positive rays of sunshine on there, and you're never going to get in an argument again. And then somebody comes in to my little, you know, my master lair and says, I'm going to push these three buttons that I know are going to incite you. And then and it works. And I go, ah, freaking, I fell for it again, man. What the F? Anyway, beyond that, though, things are going good. There's lots of stuff cooking. Vegas for TMS is over, which means everyone's exhausted, but feeling creative. Got a lot of ideas, a lot of things I want to bang out this year. And, also, busy stuff. I got a niece having her wedding in a couple of days, or a week for tomorrow. That means family in town from all over the country and all that, so that's fun. Some of them are fun. And, just trying to keep it all spinning while everything's kind of chaotic. It's a little tricky, so... But I thought I'd check in with you guys because it's been a long time and you might say, well, Scott, don't you sort of now kind of just cover what this used to be for, or what this, you know, when I say this, I mean, the diary basically gets covered now in things like Skim or the Monday Show with Carter or that sort of thing. And yeah, you could argue, you know, those are more, personal Johnson life stuff and therefore, you know, negates the need for this. But I still think there's something special about us going, you know, head to head here. Like, hey, it's me. It's me, your old pal Scott. And it's you, Larry the listener. And we can connect on this level. And you can send me an email and say, Scott, you're so wrong about this thing. And I can say, you know what? You've got an interesting point of view, but I think you're wrong. Bip, 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 bip. We're back and forth like, you know, a couple of communicating human beings. On the war path to understanding, to enlightenment, to better able to quantify the universe around us because of our interactions. Here's the one thing I hope today, though. This is all being recorded on my new microphone lavalier thing I bought, based on a recommendation from Kevin, aka KT Data, in our community. I grabbed these. He used these in Vegas for some stuff that we did, and I was really impressed with it. So I got a equivalent, a slightly cheaper version of it, but so far so good, I think. I think the sound quality is pretty good. You guys might be getting a little more echo or maybe a little more low voice, Scott, because, I don't know, it's so close to my face. I don't know how this is sounding. I'm not currently monitoring it. I like to, you know what, seat of the pants on this one, baby. Just record, hit record, walk away, pace around my office like I'm doing right now. Helps me think. Snap my fingers for no reason. Hoping that the distance between me and that thing over there is not too far. It's all 2.4, the 2.4 megahertz, or is it gigahertz spectrum? Megahertz, right? Whatever, the Wi-Fi thing. Should be okay. And I used it the other day for an extra little core thing. So I think it's fine. I should stop talking about that because that's boring. Anyway, what else? What else is going on? We got to go to a soccer game tonight. And it's in the rain because it's going to rain all day. The forecast says it's been raining all week. We had some snow even. what the hell, it's freaking mid, you know, May, what the hell, man, what the hell. But we're going to go to a soccer game because the little boy's in soccer and he's loving it. And, you know, we're here to support him. Hold on. Well, this just in. Oh, just kidding. This is for Kim. Anyway, if this mic works, is a solution, and I get to just pace and talk to you, well, then perhaps we found a new mode of communication that we can utilize between me, the sender, and you, the listener. I'm in a mood. What else? Is that it? That's probably it for now. I'm a little scatterbrained. Today is very busy. It starts with, I got to make a video here in a minute with somebody, and then we got to send that into a thing, and then we got to start the morning stream, and then straight out of that, I go into prep for Daily Tech News Show and my appearance on there Wednesdays. Today is Wednesday. And then the game tonight. It's just a lot. There's a lot going on. I got a bunch of art to get done. I ordered the new iPad. Again, business expense. I have a fund I keep. This one literally over years because I didn't know when I was going to upgrade again. That is just there and ready for the meaningful upgrade. And this is the meaningful one. I got the one with the texture. So it's supposed to be more like, you know, paper or canvas when you draw and stuff. And that's cool because I won't have to get like a third party overlay. It's about $100 more for that tech. So around 100 of the 200 more feels like it's that. It's the, what do they call it? Micro glass, micro texture paper unit deal.com. I don't remember. But I know Tim Cook was very excited about it. I'm Tim Cook. And here's one of our products. All right. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all for listening. And look, if you have feedback or thoughts, scott@frogpants.com is where you can send your emails, or you can text me at 801-471-0462. That's 801-471-0462. And you can leave voicemails there, and you can leave texts there. And you know what? I'll get both. And then receive them with open arms. See, I'm doing it again. I'm getting weird. All right. Have a great day. Spend time with the people you love and eat responsibly. All right? Okay. All right.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.